Very much. I think it's probably the ultimate test, you know, really, for people who've grown up with the idea that any sort of alternative to presenting yourself as a method of subtlety or art is to make it bigger and louder than anybody can. But of course, there are ultimate destinations for all performers, and this apparently is one of them. And it's probably a case of the sooner that you get here and learn how to do it, the better, you know. It's that or the DHSS or whatever it's called, or the public service, you know. I mean, I think I know where I'd rather be. As some of you may know, when Earl Grey gave the instructions to the British sailors and the British Navy when they came to Australia, he instructed them that they ought to make peace in some kind of treaty with the native inhabitants if they found any. But those instructions, historically, we now know were ignored for a variety of reasons, which we won't attribute any blame tonight. But the, after all, the cricket scores say it all. But I promised I wouldn't say anything about the cricket. A It just brings out the worst in us, doesn't it? Nationalists, see? Nationalism, just watch it erupt here in Ronnie Scott's tonight, all right? There'll be Foster Wars before we know what's going on. Anyway, the conclusion, as we know, is that the Australian Prime Minister has now decided that he's going to try and make some peace. And this song is kind of like a precursor to the issues that he will have to wrestle with his tie on.